Ava Oswald Swenson and Eileen Gisha are both here. They are seniors at Two Harbors High School and very active in all kinds of areas besides their academic studies. And we're here to talk about a couple different things. So thanks both of you for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely. So we've had you before, Ava, and we were talking about music and music in the schools and also a choir concert that you had. But you also did, I guess it's called a contest. And this is kind of a new thing, or at least sure wasn't around when I was in high school. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what you did as in this contest and, you know, what you learned and what you thought about it?
Yeah, so we went to a school and we competed in music. So we sang.
How many songs? Like many songs or just one?
We just sang one song because we also had a bunch of people gone for DECA State.
Oh.
So it was good for them, but it really made it hard for us to have a lot of songs.
Yeah.
So we just sang one song, All My Love Come to Me. And it actually was really good. And then after we sang it, because, like, we had, like, a 15-minute time slot, and after we sang it, they just, like, did some, like, warm-ups with us and, like, told us what we could do better. And it actually turned out really good, and it was really fun.
Yeah, so you sing it, and then immediately they just sort of go into critiquing it. It's not a matter of, like, winning an award or something.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And how many of you did manage to make it there and be in the choir?
I think we had probably about, like, 15 people.
Okay. And what were the people like, the judges, as they say?
Oh, they were super nice. There was the only one that, like, really talked to us was the UMD choir professor.
Oh.
And he was really cool, and he was super nice, so.
And what did he teach you in that short time?
He basically just taught us about, like, tone and how we can make it sound better just by, like, accentuating, like, certain vowels or stuff like that.
And did you then sing it again with your new information, or was it just sort of that's how you can for the future?
He kind of worked with us on the first part of the song, and then after that we sang that part of the song again.
Okay. And was that... Did you see a marked difference?
Yeah, I think so. I thought it was a lot better, so.
Cool. And you've told me a little bit about this before, so I just have to dive in a little deeper. Forgive me. But like you were saying, he was explaining how to sing, like, through your eyes. Like, what's that about?
He was saying that we have to use our headspace when we sing instead of our chest. Like, chest space is kind of what it's called. And that's, like, when you sing, you can feel, like, rumbling in your chest. Instead, we were supposed to, like, pretend that, like, you kind of are shooting the music through your eyes, which is using your head space.
And how did
it's
that...
It's kind of a weird concept.
It is a weird concept.
Works. When you think about it, it works really well.
Yeah, I'm going to try that next time I'm singing. Does it improve your volume or anything like that, or is it just literally about tone?
It's mostly about tone and the, like, music, like... So if you have, like, higher notes, it's easier to use your headspace.
Okay. And it potentially allows you to reach higher notes than you might have anyway. Like, I'm wondering, because we're always struggling to reach the high notes. Mm-hmm. I think as you get older, your voice gets lower or something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for giving us that. And where did that all take place? What town?
It happened in Babbitt.
Okay. So you didn't have to travel too far. All right, now Eileen is here to discuss band. And Eileen, you're a long-term flute player, I believe. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I've been playing flute since sixth grade, so it's been a while.
And I know you've been in the band. Do you also take private lessons or do something apart from the school, or is it all within the school?
Oh, just within the school.
Okay, and then tell us how the last concert went or anything else you want to tell us about band. You're really kind of wrapping it up here.
So we actually haven't had our March concert yet.
Right, it's coming up.
Yes. On Monday at 7 o'clock at Two Harbors High School.
And the public is invited, warmly invited, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come, everybody.
We have, it'll be grade 6 through our high school band. So it'll be all the band program performing.
Yes. What kind of stuff are you going to perform?
So for us, we will be playing four different songs of a range of styles, but one that really stands out is the song that we played at contest, which was yesterday.
Oh, right.
It's a piece called The Witch and the Saint.
Okay.
And it's very dramatic and it goes between like music that emulates the witch and then music that's the saint, and then it goes back and forth. So it's really cool.
Really cool. And where was this contest yesterday?
Yesterday we went to Chisholm.
Okay. And how did it go?
So our full band received an excellent rating, which is really great because the piece that we played, The Witch and the Saint, was a Category 1 piece, which is the hardest category of piece at contest.
Good for you. So that felt like a big win.
Mm-hmm.
Were people pretty excited?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. And then do they critique it in the same way with the choir, or they just give you a rating?
We had also like the same critique. So we had another band faculty member come and share some things about what he thought that we could do better and what went well. So.
And was that fruitful?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of stuff do you tell a band when you only have them for a little bit?
Well, he gave a shout out to a couple different parts. We had some solos and then a really dramatic timpani part. So he's like, oh, those both went really well. And then he was just giving some constructive criticism, like, well, now I don't even remember. But it was important, and we're going to go over it on Monday before our concert. So hopefully the piece will be even better at the concert.
Nice. Now, you have been witness to a shift in band directors, which is a big deal. I know you really get to know your band director, and I believe you've had both, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Harrison
yep.
and now Mr. Kelly. How's the transition gone?
It was good. Yeah. Mr. Kelly has brought in like a lot of new, like different ideas.
Yeah.
And I think that's gotten people excited about being in band.
Good.
And playing their instrument. So.
Yeah, he is young and just, I think he's hilarious, actually. So I hope that, you know, with your new, very youthful, both band and choir directors, it just seems like the energy is on the up and up for both of those things. Wonderful. All right. Anything else to say before we move on to World Culture Week is also coming up, which you are both involved in. First, tell us a little bit about World Culture Club.
So World Culture Club is a group of students, grades 9 through 12, who are really interested in learning about different cultures around the world. So we bring in speakers who can tell us about their different perspectives. And then we also go on field trips. Yesterday was actually one of the field trips, which I was not able to attend because I was at band.
Okay.
But Ava was there.
And what did you do?
We went and saw a musical at the Ordway in Minneapolis.
Oh, you luckers. What musical?
It was called From Away.
Okay.
And it was really good. It was about 9/11 and how when all the planes landed, they had to go like to like random cities, and then there was this one city that just helped everyone out, and it was Newfoundland.
I think I actually did hear about
that.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Global Market.
Oh yeah.
And that's always a blast because they have all different foods there.
Yeah.
And so like I had a Cuban sandwich and just a lot of great food, and they also have like some shops there. And then we went to the Minnesota Institute of Art, and we got to see the museum, and it was really pretty.
Oh, nice. I'm jealous. Tell us a little bit about, I believe you have a trip. You won't be involved because you'll be long gone, but there is a trip being planned now, right?
That's for International Travel Club.
Oh.
And they're going to Iceland next year.
Right. But. And that's different than World Culture Club.
Yes. There's two different clubs because one of them travels like out of the country.
Okay.
And then World Culture Club is just like within Minnesota. Mostly.
Yes. Well, the more the merrier. And neither of you are doing that, I assume, because you're going to be off to college by then.
No, but my brother will be going on the trip.
Oh, so. Good. Great. All right. And then you, World Culture Week, you have a kind of a fun thing coming up. Tell me a little bit about that.
So World Culture Week is where we try to expand like what our club does throughout the entire school. So we've planned a couple of different events. We do this every year. So first of all, we'll be doing dress up days, so like spirit days that we've themed to fit the week. So we'll be doing blast from the past. So like dress in different decades.
Nice.
And then we have a day where you can dress in colors that appear on flags. So
okay,
like theme your outfit to a flag.
Yeah.
We'll also cool. have like wearing an article of clothing from somewhere you've traveled. So if you have like a sweatshirt that says the name of a place on it, you can wear that. And then we have one
dream
more.
Vacation.
Oh, dress for your dream vacation.
Oh my goodness. There'll be a lot of Hawaiian shirts, I bet.
Yep.
And then we will also on Monday, we're going to have students from Kurdistan, and they're going to come in and they're going to give a presentation for those in the school during homeroom on Monday. And then after school, we're going to have a potluck for the students in the school where the Kurdistan students will be making us food from like their homeland. And then we'll get to try it and just talk with them.
That's awesome. And I think that's all about a sister city, right? They're sister cities with Duluth, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be taking a trip up the North Shore. And what a fun opportunity. I hope you really get a chance to, probably nobody knows Kurdish.
No.
But I bet they know some English. So that's really neat. I would love to maybe talk to you guys after that happens and hear how it went. All right. Well, I am speaking with Ava Oswald Swenson and Eileen Gisha, and we are running out of time, but do you have anything else before we sign off?
I don't think so. Just thanks for having us.
Oh, well.
And come to the band concert.
Come to the band concert. Yes.
It's going to be a good concert.
Yes. We're all on this mutual mission to get people from the community into the school more. And these are great opportunities. You know, even if you don't have a child or a grandchild in there, you know, come cheer on the students of Two Harbors. They're doing a great job. So thanks for being here and hope you have a wonderful concert on Monday.
Thank you.